Parshas Vayera, the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu, and it doesn't say what he told him. So the Medrash tries to understand what was the purpose of the appearance. So there are different explanations given by the Medrash. Rashi quotes one explanation, Levakar et HaKadosh. Rashi later HaKadosh quotes by Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara in Dorn, that the Shechin is always the Ma'ala Merah Shalikim Shalach Chodesh. Not specifically over here on this one occasion. Whenever there's a Jewish Chodesh, so we assume that the Shechin is there. Helps the person have a refuah shleimah. Sometimes the person who's very strong likes always to daven with a minyan. Sometimes the person who's sick also wants to daven with a minyan. He doesn't have to daven with a minyan. The shechina is there. If daven, if other people come to his room, they can also daven with a minyan. The shechina is there. To go, what purpose of having a minyan is to be closer to the shechina. The The Medrash has another purpose. The Medrash has another comment, different comments on the pasuk. Why? What was the purpose of the visit if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell anything to Avraham Avinu? The Medrash has another explanation. Also, it's a hemshech from the low-speaks parsha. It has to do with the bris milah. But the Medrash at the very beginning of Vayera suggests the following: that just like when a person brings a carbon, it would appear in the chumash that you bring the Rotsan Lefnei Hashem, whenever you bring a carbon, so it's for the purpose of having Hashvaat HaShechinah. I mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago, Parshas Marah. I mentioned that Rabbak has a long dissertation about that. So that's what the Medrash says at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So fulfilling the mitzvah of Milo is also a form of a carbon. It's a very high form of a carbon. That's what the Medrash says, and in the first one on the bottom of the Bereishis Rabba quotes the other Midrashim, and they quote from the Zohar like that. So therefore, the Shechina appeared to Avram right after he observed the mitzvah of Milah. Rashi quotes the Medrash of the Yom Shlishi the Milah, so Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shoah B'Shlam who was Mevach HaKol on the third day. And according to this other version that the Medrash has, it wasn't the third day. It was right after the Bris Milah, on the same day as the Bris Milah. That's big Parsha and Zohar. He fulfilled the mitzvah of Milah at the age of 99. Right after he fulfilled the Milah, it's like one off of the carbon. The Hizoycha to have a Hashua Tashkin. What's the purpose of being Mevakeh Chayla? It says in the Gemara Nedarim that when Rabbi Kiva was Mevakeh Chayla, one of the Talmidim, so he swept the floor and he cleaned the house and he had food for the Chayla. The din is that the Bikeh Chayla did not come to say hello. The bottom of the chayla is to help the chayla. If he needs something, if he needs some food, if he needs some medicine, you have to get it. If you're a doctor and you can treat him, or if you're a nurse, it's mamish bikachol. If you're not, then sometimes cheering him up is also going to help him get cured. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Ramban, commenting on the Gemara Nedarim, that if a person doesn't daven for the refuah of the chayla, then he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of bikachol. Because you have to try to do the utmost to help the chayla get better. So the utmost is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we don't really control the situation. Even if I'm a doctor, I don't really control the situation. I can try all I want, give him all the medication, in fact, cook food and wash the floor and change his pajamas and everything, and still he'll be sick. So the one who controls the whole situation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Ramban points out that the Gemara seems to say that if you visit the chayla, you don't daven to his well-being, so you don't fulfill him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited the chayla, to help him.
Sure.
Gemara talks about seeing the chayla and then davening for his well-being after seeing him. That's what the Gemara says. He shouldn't be mevakeh chayla when he just came out of an operation, because he's going to look so bad. So let's say a person had just had a serious operation, he's going to look so bad, so you're going to think that his case is hopeless, so he won't be mevakeh. And you shouldn't be mevakeh chayla when he's all rested and he looks the best part of the day, because he's going to think the guy's already healed, he's already cured, there's no need to be misfollowed. He should come at that time of the day when he doesn't look too bad and he doesn't look too good. That's how you want to make the cheshbon in Masechet Nedarim. Rashi quotes in the Medrash, "Vehu Yoshev, Yoshev Ksi, Bikish Lamor," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he should sit, and Adram will be a siman to his descendants, that Elohim Nitzah Badas Keh, that when the Dayanim will judge a case, they will be sitting. The din is that Dayanim have to be yeshiva, and the Shechina will be standing, Elohim Nitzah, the Shechina will be standing to help the Dayanim pass in the case. That's what the Medrash says over here. It's a very strange Medrash. What does Avraham Avinu have to do with the dying over here? Why point on this occasion is it Simon of Banecho, that when they will judge a case, the Shechina will be standing to help the Dayan in Paskin. Not only to judge a case, it's the same in any Shaila. You assume that the Chacham has a C.I. to the Shmai. But over here, the Medrash is speaking about Paskin, judging a case. And what's the judgment over here? But also, Avraham wants to explain. The Mefarshim and Rashi talk about this. Mefarshim and Medrash, Mefarshim and Rashi try to understand what exactly is Medrash driving at. Where was Avram judging any case over here? So eventually pointed out there is a Gemara in Yuma where the Gemara says that Hillel was very poor, and the Gemara tells where he didn't even have the penny to pay the guard in front of the Beis Medrash, and he went on top to listen, and it snowed, and his figure blocked the whole window on top. And then they took him in for nothing because they saw that he was so eager to learn. So the Gemara says how poor Hillel was and how wealthy Rebbe was. The Gemara says that Rebbe Mechayiv Ashirim and Hillel Mechayiv Aniyim. But from Hillel we see that even if a person is very, very poor, then his sign of poverty is not insurmountable. It's not that great that it's impossible to be an observant Jew. You shouldn't think that just because he's so poor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let you get away with not learning and not davening his man and not doing all the mitzvahs because he can't afford it and you have to work hard to finance it. Look at Hillel, he was such a poor man. And he was able to be in kindness. Some people feel that the Nisayon of Ashiras is so great, a wealthy person can't really be held responsible for any sins that he does because one is so wealthy and he's in such high society. So it's the pressure is so great that he should eat and drink with the goyim and waste time and not learn and not daven and eat treifas and be mechal shabbos and so on and so forth. So some people have a time that the Nisayon of Ashiras is so great. So you can't really fool the person who's so wealthy and does all the averis, because anybody else who would be in that situation also wouldn't be able to understand the temptation to sin. It's like Oynes Rachmanes Patri. So the Gemara says it's not true that wealth, that Rebbe was very wealthy and Rebbe was mechayev all the ashir. It's Rebbe was able to be frum even though he was rich. The Gemara says there are other people also, other tanaim who were rich. And Hillel and others are mechayev the anim. What does it mean they mechayev the anim, they mechayev the ashir? Not that they judge the Anim or they judge the Hashem and they pass him that just like I could do it, you could do it also. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, look, he was under the same circumstances as you were under and he was able to withstand the temptation, so you could have done it also. So the Gemara uses the lashon that Rebbe is Mechayev Hashem and Hillel is Mechayev Anim. So Rechik thought that perhaps that's the pshat over here. That the people of Zdoim Amorim may perhaps have a tiny look, they live in such a society and it's impossible to be from. It's impossible to be kind to other people. You're going to be kind, so maybe visitors are going to come and they're going to kill you and they steal all of your money, so that's why you have to be mean to them and you're not allowed to be kind to other people. Maybe they might have such a tainah that kindness is a dangerous thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Avraham Avinu, who also lives in the same desert, in the same area in Eretz Yisrael, and he's a very kind fellow and he has an open tent and he invites everybody in. And nobody ever held him up and nobody ever killed him. He was very kind. So just like Avraham Avinu was kind, they could have been kind and decent in Bali Chesed also. So in a certain sense, Avraham was Mechayiv Sodom. He lived in the same area, not too far from Zayim Amara, and he was able to be from and keep all the Mitzvot HaTorah, lots of stuff on Mishpat, to be honest and to be just and to be kind. So they could have done the same thing as well. So in a certain sense, you can say that Avraham was the one who was Mechayiv Sodom. So the Rav said that he thought that was other Mefarshim give different shots. The Rav said he thought that was the kavan of the Medrash that Rashi is quoting. After similar banecha shoshan ani lihisyat fe ba'adat hadayanim, as if Avram, in a certain sense, was the one who was mechayis, no, mamayra, as if he judged them. He didn't really judge them, but just his essence and his hanhoge was mechayis the others. In a certain sense, he was like the dayan who was paskening on them that they were chayis. Rashi quotes also on the first pasuk from the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham Avinu to rest up if he had the bris milah, so hoti chama min atiko, because the Ovrim Mishavim shouldn't bother him, he shouldn't have to be matriyat of the Yorchen. And Lafisha Ra'uhu mitztayer, and then when they saw that Avraham was very pained that he wasn't able to fulfill a mitzvah stok of a chesed, he couldn't be matnas orchem, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him alochem b'dmus anashim to make Avraham Avinu happy. So it's a Medrash, it's very interesting. When a Mishulach comes to my home, so I give him stock. Alright, so I'm happy to give him stock. Last night, 3 Mishulachim came. When they don't come, I'm happier. It's a lot of good. So Avraham Avinu is there. Because people always have the attitude, poor guy, he needs money, his yeshiva needs money, his movement, his organization, whatever it is. I think if he comes and he asks me, I'll give him. He sends me a letter. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, whatever. If he doesn't come, he doesn't send me a letter. It's a very wonderful. He doesn't bother me, I don't bother him. So you see that Avraham Avinu is not so. That it's not that you have to be machnas torachim and you have to be kind to other people because it's never charachmanis on the other guy. This is one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sifrei HaKabbalah, Balatani quotes in Sifrei HaKabbalah, they declare, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? It's a funny question. The Rav said that Rav Chaim, he remembers that Rav Chaim was once looking in one of the Lubavitcher's forum where they discussed, they have a kitzur of all the things that it says in Tanya, topical rearrangement of all the inyanim there. So Rav Chaim is reading that page where it has why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So the two reasons given in the Sifrei HaKabbalah, one reason is that ein melech kol oyam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech oyam. How can he be melech oyam if he doesn't have anybody there? So that's why he had to create the world, that it should be he should be a melech. Another reason that's given is teva ha-toiv la-heitiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, and the one who is good likes to shower his goodness and his kindness on others. So if there's no one else there, I'm the only one there, Kevin Meshugaman, there's no one to give the kindness to. So the Bashem had a created world in order to have somebody to shower his kindness on. The Rav said that Rav Chaim is reading it, and then he slam shut the sefer with a shtikala kas, and he said that the whole thing is ridiculous, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so that itself is the reason why he created the world. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is the right thing. You have to go find some other reason why he created the world. Created the world because X, created the world because of Y. He didn't think the whole thing was sensible. But whatever this is supposed to mean, in the Kabbalah Swarm they have this. The Baal HaTanya quotes the both explanations, different places in the sefer. So one of the reasons that they give is Teva HaTayv L'Hekev. So it's the same by us also. We're supposed to have a Halachta B'drach. We're supposed to imitate the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, that's what it says in the Swarm. Created the world in order to have whom to shower his kindness on, to express his kindness. So we should also, not just when the Mishalachim come, when the people are there and they need your help, and you help them, so then you got a mitzvah. There's no one there. So it's a matter of good. But it's not so. You have to be mitzayer that there are no orachim to shower your kindness upon. And then you have to somehow go out of your way to try to zafayt the orachim, to try to seek out people to be kind to. Most people don't do that. But we're supposed to do the halach v'drach. We're supposed to do the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That's what the Svarim say HaKadosh Baruch Hu did.
So it's not necessarily only for his... Let's say there is not given someone who needs anything. Right? So that means you should be upset that you don't have the...
That Avraham Avinu leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leaves the Bayera of Hashem. Hashem appears to Avraham Avinu. So he leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, and he goes away and he takes care of the guests. So you see the Gzeila HaKnos HaSorchim, the Earth and HaKbalas Pnei Hashchim. The Tavik Gemara says, HaKnos HaSorchim doesn't mean that my next door neighbor lives next door and they have food and everything in their house and then I invite them in for dinner. That's not HaKnos HaSorchim. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Shabbos, HaKnos HaSorchim, the mitzvah of HaKnos HaSorchim means the fellow who doesn't have where to eat. The guy who's stuck in the neighborhood and he doesn't have any place to eat and you invite him in, so then it's a mitzvah not so. But if it's a guy who lives in the neighborhood, he has no food anyway, and I invite him over, that's a different mitzvah. To be the carib neighbor, to be friendly with the neighbor, is a different mitzvah. That's not greater than HaKadosh and Hashkim. Just to have parties all the time with your friends and your neighbors in the dormitory, that's not not the problem. If he doesn't have the meal, if he has way to sleep, he doesn't have the meal.
Whatever he doesn't have, that's a shadow.
Yes. Medrash comments on the pasuk Vekol Pas Lechem V'Sadu Lipchem. Why does it say Lipchem? Why doesn't it say Levatchem? So the Medrash says that Magid Shein Yetzahara Shoel the Malachim. Rashi quotes it from the Bereishis Rambam. The Malachim don't have a Yetzahara. Levav means that you have a double heart. You have Leif Chacham Limino V'Leif Ksil L'Smolo. Where is that pasuk? Mishlei. Kohelet it is. That what does it mean that the heart is divided figuratively? I don't know if it's Metzias, that's what it means. The heart is divided to the right side and to the left side. The right side has the Yetzer Tov resting there, and the left side has the Yetzer Hara. Leif Chacham Limino V'Leif Ksil L'Smolo. But that's only by human beings that they have a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara that's called Levav. Levav means a double two parts to the heart. A person doesn't have any yetzer hara. A person doesn't have any yetzer tov, for that matter. It's a guy's kula ra. A person is kula tov. So you wouldn't call it levat. It would be called libchem. That's what the Medrash says. That Lasid Lava says she's a libchem lechela pasgu amenisera. She doesn't quote the whole Medrash. She's a libchem lechela geitat Lasid Lava. Why doesn't it say levatchem? That's not talking about malachim. Because he's talking about Lasi Lavoi when they go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have killed the Yetzer Hara. And Kriya Shema says, HaKol Hashem Lekecha B'chol Avavkos. The Mishnah says in Bracha, it's B'shnei Yetzer Recha, with the Yetzer Tevim and the Yetzer Hara. That the drasha of the Mishnah is also based on this assumption that the word Lev should only have one base. When it's written with two bases in Levav, it means the two halves to the heart, the Yetzer Tov with the Yetzer Hara. What does it mean you should worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yahapas Hashem Lekech b'chol levavka? How do you love Hashem with the Yetzer Hara? So that's the question, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? But that's what the drasha of the Mishnah is based on. Continues to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malachim to Sodom to destroy the city, and then he says he can't keep it a secret from Avraham Avinu. It's not fair. Chas ani mi Avraham asher ani oseh. It's not fair. It's not right. And the Medrash says, I have revealed everything to Avraham Avinu. I told him, call it a rekub. It's interesting that there are other midrashim which appear to imply that Avraham Avinu figured out call it a rekub on his own. And here the Medrash seems to imply, it's a different opinion in Medrash, seems to imply, Chasani, I'm going to keep this a secret. I revealed all the secrets to him. I was the one who revealed to him Kala Tarakula. It sounds as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who called him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him figure it out. The Medrash says, Atzor Hashem Nireya, that the Tzadikim and the Chassidim and the Nevim and every generation know all the secrets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't withhold any secrets from him. Hashem tells Avram that he plans to destroy the city of Sodom. And then Avram tries to negotiate, and it turns out that you don't have too many tzaddikim in the city, that it should be in the tzchus of the tzaddikim that the city should be saved. So let Avraham Avinu be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they were rishoyim arurim, let him have rachmon. Apparently that's not. Avraham Avinu is only negotiating. Maybe there'll be 10 tzaddikim, right? And why doesn't he say, have rachmon, even though they're, why only have 50 tzaddikim rasha? Why not just say, even if he finds out that they know there's no minyan of tzaddikim, have Rachmanis, give him another chance, send me there, I'll give him a Musa Shmuz, I'll try to change them. He doesn't ask that, he doesn't try. But apparently if they're really utterly wicked, you're not supposed to be Melamed Chusana. Rashi quotes the Medrash later also. That the Malachim were angry at Lot. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Od Mi L'Chopeh. You have the nerve, the chutzpah, to open your mouth to be melamed tzchus on these people. Rashi quotes the Medrash that all night long, Lot was trying to be melamed tzchus. Old Medrash Agora, old Rashi says, Miachashos and Nevola Kazos, they wanted to do Mishkav Zachar, and they wanted to kill me and kill you, and they'd take your daughters and everything. Milcha Pisham Pel Lamed Tanigori Alem, Shekol Alayla Haimelet Alem Teut, Kripe Milcha Pen. So they were angry at him. A chutzpah to be melamed tzchus in such a shona room, you're not supposed to. If they're not so bad, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should spare them. It's the taka v'shoyim. You're not supposed to have rachmanis on v'shoyim. Medrash says that kol ha-merachim al ha-afzon v'sof nasa afzor al ha-rachman. We don't believe ours is not a goody-goody religion. We don't believe you have to be like the Christians. We just had a newspaper, no? Just had the other day in the newspaper that some Japanese seven Japanese people made a bomb that was sent over America, and it killed seven people 46 years ago, whenever it was. So they just sent a letter of apology to the relatives, to the father who was 85 years old. The father whose child was killed 46 years ago, whenever it was, says he does. That's what he wrote in the newspaper. I'm a good Christian. I forgave them right away. I'm forgiving. Someone killed your son. Someone killed your child. I'm a good Christian, I forgive him right away. I wouldn't forgive him. It's ridiculous. That's what Christianity is made. But our religion is not a goody-goody religion. We hold that the guy that Rashi, he deserves to burn again. That's it. And you're not allowed to be malamed tzadikim. You're not allowed to be malamed tzadikim. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they're a tzadikim, so b'schus ha-tzadikim, they should be mitzvah. But when it's mizbar givon that they're not tzadikim, So Avraham Avinu doesn't hear it. Apple Pichain, give him a break and send me and I'll try to straighten them out. What? Avraham Shavlim Koma, that's it. Normal. And Lot was a goody goody. He started saying Lam Kush, and the Malachim said, shut your mouth. What are you talking about? Me look up that. A chutzpah to be Malam Kush. Don't know. Maybe in the days of Noah they weren't as big. I don't think any two situations ever said. Not utterly a Russian. Try to work with people that there's something to work with. If it's utterly a Russian, they're not going to be malamed. The Medrash comments on the Taina of Avraham Avinu, Ulai Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim Mesorach Oyer. The Medrash says that the Tzadikim Nivli, rotten Tzadikim, fake Tzadikim, phony. What do you mean Tzadikim Nivli? Avraham Avinu is asking, maybe there are 50 Tzadikim, so why does the Medrash say fraud? So the Sfasemis on Tainis has a comment on this. He quotes from the Chidush Arim, his grandfather. So he says there's a Gemara there on Tainis. It's interesting that it's even in the Sefer HaChumash and the Nachlas Yaakov also quotes that Gemara and Tainis to explain this parsha, but in a completely different fashion, completely different malach. So the Sfasemis on Tainis quotes from the Chidush Arim the following via. Gemara and Tainis says that there was a city that burnt down. Half of the city was destroyed, and the other half of the city was Nitzon. And Rav lived in the half of the city that was Nitzon. So the Gemara says that it wasn't, however, in the schus of Rav that the half of the city was Nitzon. It was in the schus of another person, a Balabot, who lived in that half of the city. He was a very fine, upright individual. In his schus, the other half of the city was Nitzon. So the Mashiach asked the Kasha and the Gemara, why did the Amorim knock Rav? Why did they say it wasn't, and he shouldn't think that it was in the schus of Rav? No, it was in the schus of the other Balabot. He was higher, he was more religious than Rav, the bigger tzaddik than Rav. So the Mashiach talks about it, and the Sefer talks about it in this week's parasha on the story of Sodom. So the Chidush Arim, quoted by the Sfasem and Santainis, says the following shot. Could be. So the Sfasemis quotes the following viewer. He says, what do you mean a tzaddik is megin on the other people? Why should the tzaddik be megin on the other? The tzaddik deserves the Yeshua, and the other people deserve to burn in Gehenna. So as long as they burn in Gehenna, the tzaddik should be nitzal. The answer is, if the tzaddik is not such an unusual tzaddik, he's a tzaddik, he deserves to be nitzal, but he doesn't deserve that it should be so prominent and so obvious and so bold that the whole city around him is destroyed and his house remains intact. Everything burns down. So that's what the Kavanah Gemara is. If you were talking about Rav and Rav's Kus, he was such an unusual tzaddik. He would have, if it would be in his Kus, the city would not be Nitzal. The whole city would burn all around, northeast, southwest, everything. His next door neighbor, his house would collapse. And his house would stand intact. And he deserved all that. That he should be Nitzal in an unusual, boy-like fashion. It should be Nikah Lakol. He would be one and only tzaddik. But because there was another Balabas, there was also a tzaddik who deserved to be Nitzal. But he didn't deserve that it should be so outstanding and so bold. So that's why a whole half of the city was Nitzal in the schus of that time. So the Kedusha Rim says that that's the Kavan and the Medrash over here. That the Medrash says, Olai Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim, Tzadikim Nivli. Not that he's asking, maybe there are really 50 Heilige Tzadikim. Heilige Tzadikim wouldn't be Matzal the rest of the city. The rest of the city would burn. And they would be standing in the middle of the fire and they would be Nitzal. Shvacha Tzadikim, Knappe Tzadikim. Who deserve that they should be nitzal, but not that they should be so bold. So then, those tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would have to be matzal the whole city. It's an interesting understanding of what it means that a tzaddik is megan on the door. It doesn't mean what we always think it means. The content says, Shat Fakir, Kum Fakir. Thus it says regarding Avraham Avinu, Avraham Odenu Amed L'Shnei Hashem. Even after he finished speaking, Shteit Odenu Amed L'Shnei Hashem. So you see that there's a status, Alfi Alochi, you see that there's a status of Vaimid Lufnei Hashem even after you finish the davening. The Gemara has it in Pasuk Kol Beis, the Avraham Adon Amei Lufnei Hashem. The Gemara has it in, if a person forgot to say Yalav Yovah and he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei, so what happens if he's still in the middle of the Shemon Esrei? Then he doesn't have to be Chosin Lurash, he just goes back to the beginning of his day. What if he finished the whole Shemon Esrei, but he didn't walk back yet? Didn't walk back to himself. So then the Gemara says that he's still considered Oymid Lufnei Hashem, so he can go back to Ritzei. If he's provided that he's Ragalai Metachnun and Machas Filos, unless he's not Ragalai Metachnun and Machas Filos, he already finished all the Tachnun, but he's not Oden Oymid Lufnei Hashem. But this is the halachic concept. The person is considered Oymid Lufnei Hashem even if he's not saying anything. There's a tshuva. There's a tshuva. I forgot the name of the sefer. The tshuva sefer by one of the early achrayim has a shalal halacha. If a person, let's say, is in the middle of Shemon Esrei and he's pausing, he's not saying anything. For some reason or another, he's waiting. So is there a din that you're not allowed to walk in front of him, or you're not allowed to sit first al ramas? Or no, that din only applies when he's davening, when he's not saying anything now. But he shows from the Gemara in Brachos that it even applies when the person is not saying anything, even when he's not davening. If he's Oymid Lufnei Hashem, he's in the middle of Shemon Esrei, even at the time that he's pausing, he's not saying a thing, there's still a din. Oymid Lufnei Hashem, so it's considered as if it's still a p'chin of davening, and you're not permitted to stay in Pes Salam, but you're not permitted to walk in front of him. Same din as well. But should have said, I think, by the author of the Levush Esrod, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
But
the Rabbi
Oymid Lufnei Hashem, but he can serve them. So,
if you make a lot of sense about it, if you take from Shat, it means that Shem really changes the Shat, the Shat, the Shat, the Shat, the Shat, the Shat, the Pasuk says that Lot gave them Alochim Matzah. It's interesting, the Midrashim, the Midrashim points out when the Malochim come down to earth, they're not able to eat. Malochim can eat. And Tzidah says by Avram that he gave them food. Bayochel, Bayitain Lefneim, Hoymed Alein Bayochel. Here it says also, Matzah Sarko Bayochel. That they ate. The Medrash says, when in Rome do like the Romans, you enter a city, they do like the nimusim of the city. No, it's not your practice to do like that. It shouldn't be mishanim in minigamot. There's another medrash that says no, that nirim koyachim, they may believe that they were eating, but they didn't want to be mishanim, but malachim are unable to eat, physically they're unable to eat. Then there's a third medrash that says that there's a chiluk between the bayochelu by Avram and the bayochelu by Lot. By Avraham, they really ate. Mishum Kodesh al Avram. Everybody in a halo gets sacked, so they ate. By Lloyd, they may believe that they were eating. I think that's the Tana de Bela Yov that they quote. It's interesting. Mishum Kodesh al Avram, they really ate, even though it absolutely doesn't make any sense that angels should eat. And by Lloyd, he was a nobody. So they just made believe that they were eating, because not to be Mishanim and Minim Amokim, but they really didn't eat. The Pasuk says that he gave them matzah, matzah sofer vayachel, so the Gemara says that it was Pesach. That's why he gave them matzah. Why do we eat matzahs on Pesach? Matzah zu shanochem al shemoch, so we say in the Haggadah, al shum shalahit, kudim tsegum shalavitain lahachem, ad shnig alayim melach ma'achem lachem kadosh baruch hu bechvodo gu'olam. So does it make any sense that somebody should eat matzahs before he tears the shrine? The whole reason for matzahs is shalahit, kudim tsegum shalavitain lahachem, or it's lechem oni. This is the bread of affliction that they ate when they were slaves in Egypt, that the Odom, the masters that they had, didn't care to give them delicious white bread, so they gave them matzah, the cheapest. You just mix flour with water and you bake it, 1, 2, 3. So whatever the reason is why we eat matzah, either it's lechemoni or it's the shlishtim tekem shlavitain lahachem, neither reason applies over here before the story of Sheba Mitzrayim. So the Beis HaLevi has a famous drosha later on Parshas Doi. And the Pasuk Bavan Zer, Asa Hashem Li, B'Tesim in Mitzrayim, doesn't, so the Ibn Ezra comments on the Pasuk. The whole Pasuk is modern. It should say, Bavur Sashash Bavur Sha'asa Hashem Li Tefin Bavur Masha'asa Hashem Li Tefin in Tzaram. Ani Oseh Zeh. I'm eating matzah because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm eating Mara because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk has the reverse. Bavur Zeh because of the mitzvahs. Bavur Zeh La Matzah B'Shah Sheish Matzah Mara Nachal Lefanecha. So Bavur Zeh because of the mitzvahs. Asa Hashem Li Tefin in Mitzrayim. Hashem made the Yetzias Mitzrayim because of Matzah Mara. Ibn Ezra quotes one of the Karoim who says that that's the way you should interpret the pasuk. Babush Mashas Hashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim Ani Oseh Zeh. So the Ibn Ezra says that it's Mahapet Li B'Lekim Chai. What do you mean? Take a pasuk, it says because of A, therefore B. And you reverse the pshat, you say what it really means to say is because of B, therefore A. How can you reverse the pshat? You have to read the pasuk the way it says. How do you translate it the way it says? That's a strange pasuk. So the Beis HaLevi says, yeah, that's what it means, that the mitzvah matzah was in existence created in Bria Sarlam. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned that the whole Torah before Bria Sarlam, before all of history developed at all. So he had a mitzvah of matzah and he had a mitzvah of marah from a long time back, before Adam HaRishon was brought into the world. The Haraya, the Beis HaLevi says, that Lot was eating matzahs even before the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Either we say that the matzahs are because of Lechem Oni, that was the bread that they ate when they were Avadim, or Shalit, the Tzegim, Shalat, the same of Achman. No! The pshat over there is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the history to occur in such a way that the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of samarah that were created in Bria Sa'ilam should make sense, should have a meaning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rigged the history in order that it should, in order that his mitzvah should make sense. And that's what the pasuk sounds like it says, Bavur Zeh, because Hashem had planned to have mitzvah of matzah and marah in connection with a yom tov, the Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Asa Hashem Li, the Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Hashem made the whole story of Tzitzis Mitzrayim occur in accordance with the mitzvahs that were pre-planned.
But the same Torah that has mitzvah matzah also has Tzitzis Mitzrayim.
Mm-hmm.
So he can kind of work at the same time.
So he said, let's have mitzvah of matzah, then he was talking about it because he had to find a way to justify it.
He wrote mitzvah
of matzah,
and then he wrote a mitzvah
of matzah,
and
then
he wrote a mitzvah
of matzah. Maybe the mitzvah of tzipi tzitzis mitzrayim was a mitzvah to tell the story of a gula, whatever the gula will be, and then Hashem thought that there should be a gula, and there's a mitzvah to tell that gula. But here you see that they fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah, the way the Medrash understands that it was Pesach. Not time that he was making matzah, that was really Pesach. You see that he fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah, he volunteered to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, even before it was given. Where did Lloyd learn this, that you keep matzah? Lloyd also came to our school, he got it from Avraham Avinu. But it says, Ki yidaitem mana shei tzavet zvonu bet Pesach, v'sham adarech Hashem la'asas tzoku mishmal ma'al havi Hashem al Avraham eif Hashem diber alam. But it says that he kept, sounds like he kept all the mitzvahs by prayer. This Lila Dadaza Kane in Bali Atesha says that one is forbidden to volunteer that unless he's mechuyev, because that's an act of kavala b'guf adam. So if you're not mechuyev to do that mitzvah, then it's not right to volunteer. But eating matzah can have taste, that's not ichol and matzah, or neither here nor there. So that you can volunteer. This Lila, it's hard to volunteer. It's kavala b'guf adam. I'd rather say that bris milah is a kriyas bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like an agreement, like a contract between two sides. What do you mean? Can I volunteer to enter into a contract agreement with you if you don't agree? You never will regard that you're interested in entering into an agreement with me. What do you mean? I'll volunteer, I'll do my half of the deal. One half of an agreement is just an agreement. A contract has to have two sides. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that he should make a bris milah, it didn't make any sense that he should volunteer. So like also, he wasn't mitzvah, so it didn't make sense that he should be fulfilling the mitzvah of Brit Mila with Teretzein and Mitzvah over here. But the other mitzvahs, that was Shaya, he volunteered. Takashayla over here on the Pasuk, Lashas Tzedakah Mishpat. Tzedakah Mishpat, to do Tzedakah, give Tzedakah, he did Mila Tzedakah. The mitzvah giving Tzedakah, is that from the Shevin mitzvahs of Bnei Noach? Or not? Are they going mitzvah on that? When the Pasuk says that he did Tzedakah Mishpat, is that what Bnei Noach am Mechuyev to do? So this pasuk is not saying that he did anything extra. The rather pasukim, Ekev Asher Shema Avraham B'Kol Liv Yishmor Mishpatim Mitzvotai Torah Asa V'Chukot Asa. That pasuk says that he kept everything. That's a machlekes. The Chiddush Aran is Sanhedrin on the sugya of Bnei Noach. Has a machlekes of Rishonim how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says something about tzedakah. the Bnei Noach HaMetzuvah and Tzedokah. So the different interpretations in the Gemara, they run forth. One pshat is that Goyim HaMetzuvah to give Tzedokah, to give charity. The more popular sheet in the Rishonim is that the Bnei Noach HaMetzuvah to give Tzedokah. So it means they shouldn't do Ibu Sadin. Chavetz Chaim always quotes this pasuk. He has a lot of his children in Europe already. In his days, the people were mezalzel and chinuch habanim. They were afraid the children were going to become rabbis. They didn't want them to become rabbis, so they wouldn't send them to yeshiva. So they sent him right away to work. The kid was already bar mitzvah, so they sent him to go get a job. How much could he have learned before bar mitzvah? He didn't learn so much dinim, didn't learn so much chumash, didn't learn. So they weren't observed. So they were mezalzel and mitzvah. So you had a situation where the parents were very religious. They were brought up by their parents who weren't afraid if their children will become rabbis. And these observant parents had children who were not in the Kayim mitzvah. They were all yet to the Tabas law. So the Chavetz Chaim was always making kokeres and sending out the open letters and publishing Svarim and writing Muslim and all the Svarim that the din of chinuch is a real din deraisa. It says in the Chumash you have to have chinuch. But it says in the Gemara that chinuch is the rabbanon, that's a different thing, that the father has to have the child shake a lulav. And the lulav has to be a kosher lulav, and the child has to sit in the sukkah and go and eat matzah. That's only the rabbanon. But the din of chinuch, that you have to tell your child when you will become bar mitzvah, you have to shake a lulav and show him how to shake a lulav and so on. That's certainly a din deraisa. What then about this thing? You have to have chinuch on mitzvah Torah, you have to have chinuch on midas Torah, and on hogir, and how to lead a life like a normal human being. The father has the obligation to be mechanic of child in all of living. Chavetz Chaim quotes this pasuk, Sheitav is born in the Beit HaAfrik, quotes other children like this. But the Medrash understands that Lloyd picked this up from Avram. He saw by Avram that it was Kiyum Kol HaTorah, so Lloyd also was Kiyum Kol HaTorah. The Gemara in Yuma, when it says that Avram was in Kiyum Kol HaTorah, says Afilu Erev Tavshilin. That's the Gersa that we have, Afilu Erev Tavshilin. Abzalma Levalojina. That's the younger brother of Rav Chaim Valojin. He was supposed to have been, they all say he was a Baki Adir. He knew shots backwards and forwards. When the Vilna Gaon didn't remember what it said in the Gemara, so we asked him to say the Gemara about that. He knew the Gemara about that better than the Gemara. There's a little biography of him that's called Tal the Sodom. That's the official biography that the Poskim sometimes quote. Pisket Shuva quotes it every so often. And Ebenezer quotes. And other Achren, they quote. It says in the biography, in the Tal the Sodom, they quote things that he says. And there in the Tal the Sodom, they quote from Abzalma Levalojina, they say it also in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that it's just a misprint in the Gemara. It doesn't make sense to say Afilu Erev Tavshilin. Where's the Mokra in the Chumash for Erev Tavshilin? They should say Afilu Erev Eit Chumin. And the Raya is in the phrase Ekev Asher Shema Avram Mikolei Vayishma Mishmati Mitzvasai Chukasai Mitzvasai. And the word Ekev, Ekev means a heel, when you walk. So to walk has a shaykhness with Erev Eit Chumin, not to walk Chutz L'Chum. So they say that Abzalma Levalojina pointed out that it's a Tshuvas HaRajba. The Pharisee of Tshuva Sarajba, the Rajba quotes the Gemara. That's a feat. Tshuva Sarajba is a 6-7 volume. So he picked up, there's a Tshuva Sarajba where it says black and white, that he quotes the Gemara, and in the middle of it he doesn't make a big sentence, and he says, there's the Gemara, Kino Avamavino Afilo Erevei Tzumit. He doesn't say there's different gifts, this gifts, that gifts, it's just Derech Agav, he quotes the Gemara, then it says Afilo Erevei Tzumit. And the Medrash on this etc. says Afilo Erevei Chatzeret. Not like anything. It doesn't say Erev Tavshilin, doesn't say Erev Tchumin. They say from the Vilna Gaon that originally the Gersa was Afilu Erev Tchumin, because Ekev, the mocker of the word Ekev. And then the Sefer wrote it, the Kitzes, and he wrote Ayin Tov. Erev Tchumin is Ayin Tov. And then the later Sefer thought he's going to spell it out to help everybody. They spelled that Ayin Tov, and he wrote it Erev Tavshilin. That's where the mistake came from. That originally they wrote Erev Tchumin, and then they made it Rashi Tavis, and then they wrote it wrong. But the Medrash on this week said it is Afilu Erev Chatzer. That's also a mistake. You mean originally they wrote Ayin Tov, and then they wrote Ayin Tev? Could be. That's what it says. Kima Zamamir, Afilu Erev Echatzin. So you see that Lot also carried on some of the family traditions. He ate matzah. Could be that he ate chametz also. Could be that he ate treifas also. We don't know exactly how many mitzvahs he kept. Think that he ate matzah. So the Malachim tell Lot that he should hurry up and take his all the members of his family. He says, "Vayetzi Lot vaydabal chasan of Lot chevenoso." So there's a psik in between chasan of Lot chevenoso. There's a line. The line doesn't appear in the Sefer Torah, but it appears here in the printed Chumash. The line means that there's supposed to be a pause. Rashi sometimes will comment on why there's a psik in between two words. Once in a while Rashi comments. And other in the Midrashim and Parshim talk about why there's a psik. Here Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Chasanov, Lo Kei Ben Arsav is not an apposition. It's not that that's the description. Lo Kei Ben Arsav is the same as Chasanov. No. Chasanov means the sons in law who already had Nisuin. And Lo Kei Ben Arsav means those who only had Erisin. Like Chebenoisa means those who only had Erisin. That says Kiika Chishisho, and Kiika means Kiddushin. It doesn't mean Nisuin. So it's very strange. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Bulbaz Baal, talk later in this week's Sedra. Pasha Beishish, how does it say? Sakin Chameis Alisha Azot Hashem Akochta Vihi Bu'ulaz Baal. In Pasuk Gimel, in Perek Chof Pasuk Gimel, the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments on that Pasuk, Vihi Bu'ulaz Baal, that Bu'ulaz Baal Yesh Lahem Nisna Suluchu Fuvelay Niva Lo Ein Lahem, that the Bnei Nef not only don't have Kiddushin, not only don't they have Eretz, they don't even have Chuppah. The only thing they have is Bia. When they do the Bia, then the kind of the woman is an Eshes Bishop. There is no Bia as Nis. So what do we know over here? Rashi, Tepsam, what's in Rashi? The Medrash, not Rashi's quote. V'davo chasonov loik chibinoisov. Chasonov means those who had nisuin. Loik chibinoisov means those with whom they had only had eris. What kind of eris? So some point out that there is a Ramban later in Bereshit. He's rather not on this part. There's a Ramban later in Bereshit that he says, even al pi din, Mikra din, there was no such thing as erisin. It wasn't chal, but they still had the practice that they would do erisin. They would do kiddushin. Like today, so a girl gets engaged. Something was chal al pi din, when a girl gets engaged, no, she got engaged, gave her a ring. But there is such a thing. So that's what it means over here. Like Chebinai said, even though nothing was chal al pi din, but the practice was that they would give the girl a ring, and give the girl a hot dog, or a lollipop, whatever, a shalat food. And then later they would do the bia. That would be chasson, would be after bulas baal. And before it would be only a minig that wouldn't have any toket, wouldn't have any effect. It's interesting, talk over there. The Gemara has, the Yerushalmi says, the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi, Hilchos Melachim, and the Rambam quotes all the dinim of Bnei Noach. So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that there's no get by Bnei Noach. There's no institution of gerish and biksav. So how do they get divorced? The Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rav also have two opinions. One opinion is that they can't get divorced, period. Once they get married, they're stuck for life. That's the Catholic Church, the Machmer, they adopted that sheet. And the Rambam is Mekel, more than the Kamer. Rambam adopts the other sheet, that Bnei Noach, they don't have gerish and biksav, but they have gerish and balfeh. Either he or she can say goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you, and they can terminate the marriage. That's based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Bavli seems to hold like that. The Bavli says that if Benech Shiyiched Shivcho Liavdo, if an Eved Knaini is living with a Shivcho Knaini, a Goy has a male servant and a female slave, and they live together, so Kozman that she covers her hair, and everybody knows that that's Palnisa the Plaini, so then she has the status of an Eshesish, whoever is going to be Mizana with this Shivcho Chayimisa. And when she takes off her hair cover, when she takes off her tichel, that was the common practice years ago, that the married women covered the hair and the single women didn't cover the hair. She takes off her cover of her hair, so that constitutes the gerishin and mikana labo, you're not chayiv misa mishum eshesish. You see from the Gemara like that, from the Bavli, I'll be pashtu. Unless you're going to say, like some Rishonim say, that that's only by the Yevid, Benech Sheyichet Shivcho Miyavid is a special case. The Yodan was Miyachet, but by regular going, marry the Shiks, the Din wouldn't apply. Well, the Din would be different. The Pashup Shat in Gemara is perhaps not so. Pashup Shat is that it goes on any Goyish couple that's married. Calls man that they're living together in Bulos Bal Yeshlat, there is a Din of Ishus. And then when they separate, whether he leaves her or she leaves him, and they say goodbye, she does some demonstrative act to indicate that they don't want to be husband and wife any longer. So that's the end of the marriage. It's interesting, actually, in the Seva Ksava Kabbali, in the Talmud of Rabbi Kivega, he claims over here an interesting comment. When Avram went by Yoga Bigror, by Yama Avram Ostori Ishto Akosihi, when he said Akosi, and then Abimelech Tainis, he gam he omra Akosihi, some of all you in the Kim Kapaya see those. I'm innocent. What do you want from me? It means that he said Akosi, she said Akosi, so that constitutes Gerish. The mama, she's not an Ashishish. She was mamish, not an Ashishish. If he said Achoisin, she said Achoisin, when he asked all the Avodim in the Shvav, everybody said Achoso. So that's the same as taking off a tichel and saying goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you. Because if you married and you keep it a secret, nobody knows, And as far as the public is concerned, you're not married, so that means that you've publicly demonstrated that you're not married. So he taina is that was the Ksava Kabbalah thinks that was the taina that Rabbi Melech had. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Hincha meis al isha asher lakachta v'yibul azbal yechayiv misa. Because she's an eishes ish, v'ul azbal, v'ul azbal yeshlam, it's an eishes ish. Then he says, eishes ish? She said achayzi, he said achayzi. He doesn't mean to say b'shegeg. The Gemara says in Makkos, in Elohein ha'agoylin, Rashi learns the Gemara Makkos that the Medrash says that a benayach doesn't need hasra. Medrash on this pasuk says, benayach doesn't need hasra. What do you mean benayach doesn't need hasra? But the Rambam says in Hilchos Nevuchim, Aaron doesn't need Asura. Asura is a fancy halacha, but he still has to violate the Aver of the Mezid. The only time he gets an Einish Misa is if he violated the Mezid. Violate Aver of the Shogi, you're not going to give Misa. And Rashi and the Gemara in Makkos learns Nasa. Rashi learns he don't need Asura, that if a Benach violates any one of the Sheva Misas, even the Shogi, he gets Misa. So what was the time over here? I didn't know. According to the Rambam, you can learn Pshat like that. So the taina innocence is a good taina according to the Rambam that b'shogeg is not chayiv misa. According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and that's a pashat pshatin Gemara, it's a shver adin that a benerach is chayiv misa even if he violates the aver of b'shogeg. So what's the taina? What taina does he have? So that's why the Ksav HaKabbalah says, no, that's not what the taina is. His taina is that the dinim are wrong, not that I would did a b'shogeg. If he said achayis and she said achayis, that constitutes gerushin. Like the Rambam says, if he was she, says, goodbye and fuck, I don't want to be married anymore, so that terminates the marriage. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I'm going to punish you anyway? Because he says, Hashibesh, if the Hittainis, the Ksav HaKabbalah continues, if the Hittainis, he omr achayis, who am achayis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you better give the wife back, Hashibesh, to ishki novihu. By a regular guy, you're right. The guy separates from his wife and he says, it's my sister, and she says, it's my brother. So that constitutes gerushin. But this man is Jewish. Kinovihu. He's Jewish. By Jewish people, there is no such thing as gerushin bal peh. You have to have gerushin b'ksav. So he suggests that that's perhaps the taitch in the pasuk. If the taitch is that she doesn't have a status, Ramban Achumish. So it's in Ramban, the end of Parshas Zemah, whether the others curse Matan Torah, we yotzim b'chlal b'nei noyach hanat. Rav Soloveitchik always used to say that he thinks that the compromise sheet is the correct sheet. In this Mishnah Melech Pilpul, whether the others curse Matan Torah, yotzim b'chlal b'nei noyach hanat, so the Ksav HaKabbalah on this Parsha quotes from the Shagasari has a Sefer HaChagiga. What's it called? The Turiyevim, the beginning of Chagiga, Rav Gimel suggests this compromise sheet that the Ovis had a mikzas kedushas Yisrael to the extent that they had mitzvahs, so they had a mikzas kedushas Yisrael. So Avram was yotz mechlav in a little bit. He had a mikzas kedushas Yisrael. Yitzchok had an additional mitzvah over Avram. The Rambam quotes from the Medrash, so he had a little more kedushas Yisrael. Yankov had another mitzvah, so he had a little more kedushas Yisrael. As the Doris went on, and the Rambam quotes from the Midrashim, as the Zohar gave to Yisrael more and more mitzvahs till Maimon HaSinai. So the Kedushas Yisrael was enhanced. In every generation, when you have more mitzvahs, you have more Kedushas Yisrael. That's Kiddushanam and Mitzvahs of the Tzivan. Kedushas Yisrael means you have mitzvahs. So the more mitzvahs there were, the more Kedushas Yisrael there were. This is how the Ksav HaKabbalah interprets the Pesukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, she is an Eishes Ish because he's a Novi.
So how come he's shaking the mazid? Means if you don't know, what if you know that he's doing the aver in mazid? That's how you can figure out that he's doing the aver.
The other way, one is showing the
So. Ram holds that a ben nefesh shegig is not chaymis.
Right.
I would have said like the Rambam also. That's the pashup shot, no? No, like what Yosef Rav Yehuda says, that a chaver ain't a sarach hasarach. If you know the guy's a talmid chacham and he knows the din, you don't have to give hasarach. Fish like this, nasal hachem shegig lemeiz. You only need hasarach when you don't know. But when you know bevadai that he's doing the aver b'meiz, there's no need for hasarach. Oh, so then you have to have hasarach. Then the Rambam will agree you have to have Asura. The Rambam will learn, the Gemara will agree you have to have Asura. But if you know Bevadai that it did, yeah, they're amazing, so still by a Yisrael, we don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael Rebuta. By a Jewish person will say that we still label it a Shogeng, unless there was an actual Asura Tefer that he prior to the Maisa Avir. By Ben Anach, you don't have such formal, rigid dinim of the Hitzilah Hu'edah, that whenever there was no Asura formulated immediately prior to the Avir, you call it Shogeng. You don't have that Kula. If it looks like it was amazed, so you give him an Einish Misa. That's how the Rambam learns. And Rashi learns not so. That even if you know Bevadai that a Meshagi, you can still give him an Einish Misa. Even Meshagi, he gets an Einish. The Medrash comments on this Pasuk. The Medrash, gracious Rabbi, comments on this Pasuk. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Abimelech, Hincha Meis Aluish Asher Lokachta V'Hibu Lasbol, so he argues back. Some of Rabbi I didn't know, then Hashem says, you better give it back. If you don't give back his wife, you're going to die. The Medrash says, you see from this pasuk that a benoyach is nered without hasro. It's a makshim ho'elam. That's just the reverse. But his brother is giving him a whole hasro. He warns him and then he gives him an argument back that he warns him again. Your mistake, he keeps on warning him. He says, if you don't give it back, you're going to die. It's the punk the hefer. How can you learn out from this pasuk that Ben Erech is Nereg without Hasra? I don't know, but he got a Hasra. So the Klichemda, the Klichemda is a Pilpul Sefer. The Klichemda has a whole Pilpul over here. He stills to a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. But the Gemara says a fellow had a dream that before he had the dream, his father died. That's not a dream, his father died. And the Yoyresh one night has a dream that if you walk into your father's garden 20 steps forward and 18 steps to the left, another 5 steps forward, and you dig 20 feet under the ground next to the tree, you'll discover $1 billion of cash, and you should know that all that money is Hekdesh. So he goes 20 steps, 18 steps, 19 steps, he digs, and he finds $1 billion. So the Gemara says, Dibach Halem is Lamal Avram, originally you can take the money and use it. He wouldn't have found the money without the chos. Doesn't matter. Pagina dibur. The money he found, it keeps his time. Doesn't have to work. So the Kli Chemda says, the old man had a dream that this woman is an Eishes Ish. Had a dream that a Baruch Shem came to him and he warned him, you better give it back, otherwise you're going to die. So the Dibur Chalom is Lamal Olam Marim. That's called Hasra. That's nothing. And it would have... So who says he's going to die? Maybe told the dream. He says, no, the Medrash understands that that's for real. The father didn't die in the dream, the father really died. So over here also, he says, he's really going to die. If he doesn't give it back, he knows for sure he's really going to die. Why should he die? But he never had any hasra. The dream. So it's a raya that a ben erech doesn't need a hasra in order to get an Einish Misa. It's a little bit humorous, no? If he understood he's going to die, that means he realized that this was the Rabbanu Shalom talking to him in his dream. So he can't say Dibach Halom Islam Ala Lamarit. Sometimes a person knows that it is the real McCoy. It's not just Kehaloi Meshavi Daber. So this type of a son quote that he heard from his uncle, from the Chazon Eish, a different interpretation in the Medrash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Tashver, a Medrash. And this pasuk, the Medrash says, Mikan, that Menech is Nereg Batara Hasro. It's not Punk Farker. So he says the Chazon Eish told him the pshat in the Medrash is like this. If you don't give it back, you're going to die. The pasuk says before, he wasn't nizana with her. So he's not chay mishemeshes ish. He didn't live with her yet. So what is he going to die for? If you don't give it back, you're going to die. What's he going to die for? For gezel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that if he steals, the Gemara says, Benar steals someone else's wife, if he's Bo'aleh, he's Chai Mishem Eshishish. Even if he's not Bo'aleh, it's Anisa Mishem Gezel. That's how Rashi and the Ram seem to learn in the Gemara. It's Anisa Gezel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him, if you don't give it back, you're going to die Mishem Gezel. And if he does give it back, then Avram is going to be Michael him. So why does he have, so the Chazon Yishei says, why does he have to give it back? There's a Gemara in Erevin. There was a learning Erevin. The Gemara says in Erevin, the first daf in Perek Hadar, that if Nerech Nerech Al Pachas Mishavet Putev Elein Nitan Lehi Shavon. So Rashi and Taisa say that if a goy steals money, he doesn't have the din of the Heshem Yitzchak Zeh Lashay Gosh. He doesn't come live with the Rabbinei. Whatever the Pshat is, the Gemara says there's no din of Hashavah by Bnei Noyach. So why does Hashem tell him, Imein Chameshiv Daki Mois Tomos, if you don't give back the wife, you're going to die because of Gezel. He doesn't have a din of giving back the wife. So apparently it means, if you give it back, and Avraham will be Meichel you, so then you won't die. If you won't give it back, and Avraham won't be Meichel, then you're going to die. So what's he going to die for? Not the not giving back. He's going to die for the Gezel that he did already. I bet Gezel he did at the time that he thought that it was his sister. He's not going to die for not giving back. He's not Mechuyev to give back. It's like a Ben Noach. Avimelech is a Ben Noach. So if he dies, he's going to die because of the Gezel that Shenogit on the Gezel. He already stole the girl from her husband. So the Chazon Ish says maybe that's what the Medrash is driving at. Mikan, from this pasuk you see that if Ben Noach is Nerech without Asra, the Aver was done already. The Aver that's going to be Mechayiv him Misa, if he's going to get Misa, is not being Bo'alel. It doesn't say if he's going to be Bo'alel, it just says he's going to be Chayiv Misa for the Gezel, which he already has done. So you see that even though it's B'shegeg, B'li Hasra B'shegeg, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi on Sanhedrin and Amakas. Rashi learns that both Gemara that if Ben Noach is Nerech, B'li Hasra means even if he violates the Avera B'shege. Anyway, it's a black Tashvera Medrash. With the both shot. Because he gave her back and Avram was Michael. If you give it back, then Avram will be Michael. If he's Michael, so I'll be Michael. You know, Avram didn't say no, so he had Rishos to take her. I don't know.
Yeah, the guy's against
you,
said,
can
you take your
watch? And the other thing knows. Talmud the Yohid. Okay. Yesterday we were talking about Talmud the Govind. If you threaten to kill somebody unless he sells you his property, and then he sells, and you pay, then he wasn't Talmud the Govind, but Talmud the Yohid, if I threaten to kill you unless he give me your property, then all the Rishonim say Talmud the Yohid is not a good thing. That's what he said, that it's Talmud the Yohid over here. He was afraid that we're going to kill him. That's why he agreed, but he really didn't agree. You see from the Chumash, the Gemara says, you see from the Chumash that there is a din of Eishes Tish by Bnei Noach also, the Hebrew Ula's Baal. The din is that if Bnei Noach is Neregah, if he's Baal Eishes Taveir. Chayiv Nisim Mishum Baal Eishes Tish. I think Gemara says that by Bnei Noach there's no issues. There's no issues Israel. You don't need a get to break the marriage, and you don't need that the divorce should be initiated by the husband. Either he or she can initiate the divorce proceedings and just say, I don't want to remain married to him. It's a different type of issues, but there is an issue. There is an issue has been in
there. How do you see it from you know
the Gemara learns from the first pasuk. Hin chameis alisha shel kafim he bulas bal, she's an ishus ish because bulas bal they have. Then he ties back, but he said. He Amrachosid, who Amrachosid? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, but it's Eishes Navi. He's a Navi, so the fact that they each one said that they're not married to each other doesn't help, it's not sufficient. So that's how the Gemara learns from the first pasuk that Bulas Baal applies to the Bnei Noach. That's the form of marriage that they have. The Gemara has it in that there's no Tfisis Kiddushim between a Yisrael and a Nachri, so between a Yisraelis and a Nachri. There's a deal in Achreinim. Maybe that's only Tfisis Kiddushin if you give a ring and say Hariat Mikudeshesli. Cast of Shtar, what about Bia? What about Bula's Baal? Bula's Baal is a Dovah HaShavah. We have Kiddushi Bia and they have Kiddushi Bia. Maybe if I live with a Shiksa and I want to marry her, or let's say a Jewish girl lives with a non-Jewish man, and maybe you have a mixed marriage, maybe although there's no issues, you can't have issues that would require a get to break it later, but maybe it has the basic elementary issues of Bula's Baal Yeshlem. Maybe that's a universal international din that whenever a Chinaman marries a French girl or a Jew marries a Shiksa or a Jewish girl marries a Shegetz, maybe Bula's Baal you have, that's a common denominator. Everybody has that, Bula's Baal. It's a strange machlekes in Achrayim. There are, normally you would say no. The normal pashtus is that no, that there is no issues between Yisrael and Ben Noach. Rabbi Yossi Fengel on Kiddushin, the first parak of Kiddushin, quotes a few Achrayim who have Shulis that yet. And Zalman even he quotes Shavuos Yankiv, some other. Some of them even say that there's a din of Kol Masha Kansi Shekana Baila. That if the Jewish man is married to a Sheikh's wife, they're married. You don't need a get. You don't have all the dinim of Tfisas Kiddushin, but they have a status of Bulos Bala and Eshishish. If someone's going to be Mizana with his wife, there will be a din of Chiyav Misa. And Masha Kansi Isha Kana Baila applies. It's a wild idea that whatever money the wife earns belongs to her husband, because they really are married. Chaim Shlomo also has such a strange tshuva. In the tshuva's base mayor, the Chaim Shlomo, the base mayor, were all contemporaries of Rabbi Kivega. They all lived at the same time. They were great giants. So the Chaim Shlomo, before he was the Rav in Varsha, when he became world famous. Before he was so famous, the Rav in a little village, a little city in Poland. So he has a tshuva that he wrote in his earlier years to the base mayor that's printed in the Shalosh Tshuva's base mayor. But he also assumes like that, a wild position. A non-Jewish woman is married to a Jew, and he says that the marriage is chal. There's no tzvisis kiddushin, but there is a bulas bal, a status of bulas bal. He goes so wild. He says that if the woman, I'm married to a shiksa, then the shiksa has an affair with somebody, with another Jew. The shiksa has an affair with another Jew. So he says it's a din of soita. So later, if that shiksa ever converts, she's not allowed to marry that Jew. Because Kashem Shasur the Baal, Kah Hasur the Baal. To the Baal of Abba, she's Asur. It's the Hashikse. Of course, she's Asur to the Baal. She's Asur from day number one. So I finally get rid of her. She's not Jewish. And then she decides that was his story. Abay Shemei was living with one Jew, and then they screamed at the Jews, the Hashikse, how can you live with her? So they separated, and then before they separated, she was Mizana with another Jew. So he says, even after she converts, she can't live with the second Jew because of the din of Saita. Hashem Shasur Labal, Kah Hasur Labal. So the one, I don't know, so the one who printed this Tshuva's Beis Meir from the manuscript, it was printed by Machon Yerushalayim around 15 years ago. The one who printed it puts in the footnote that he lives in Yerushalayim. He asked all the Rabbonim in Yerushalayim, and nobody knows what that line means. That is married, that is a marriage. That's also wild to say that there's any status of marriage between a Jew and a non-Jewish woman, that you have the issues of Bula's Bible is also wild. Alright, there are some Shere Achayim who say that, but to say that there's a din of Saita, the Kshem Shasur Labak, Achsur Abba, it's unbelievable. That's what he writes. That's before he moved to Varsha. He didn't write such funny shoes. Let's say a Jew marries another Jewish woman. You wouldn't need a get. They could get, but Kol Zman that they're married, she would be an Eishes Ish. Kol Zman that they would be married, she would be an Eishes Ish. B'tayras Bulas Ba. That's a shayla. Jewish man with a Jewish woman can have an issues of Bulas Ba? Or you say no. Bulas Ba is only between a non-Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman. Between a Jew and a non-Jew, however the intermarriage is nothing, zero. Between a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, you either have, according to Ebenezer, Hilchos Kiddushin, or you have zero. There is no such thing as Bulas Baal for two Jewish people or for an intermarriage. This is the Pashup Shah. The Ragat Shoga had this wild thing. And the Gedolim in Europe were discussing civil marriages, but you have to have a get for a civil marriage. So one of the Rabbanim in Europe printed a whole tape. He collected all the opinions of the Rabbanim. So they printed, they all try to get a get, and the Shat HaTzakev, you can't get a get, so the all have that you don't need a get, all the them in Europe, except for Rabbi Henkin from New York. That's what they printed in Europe. Except for Rabbi Henkin in New York, that he holds that the Nikra, then you need a get, and except for the Rabbi Chava. And they printed the Rabbi Chava's letter, no one understood what he was talking about. Pilei Ploim, he says that there's a din of Pilegish, and there's an Ishus, and he had it right, that there's a Tfisis Kiddushin, and you need a get for Pilegish. Pilegish is not Bulas Baal, that you just say, you're buying the luck, nice knowing you, and that breaks the marriage. And he says, no. Pilegish you need a get. No, he didn't say he didn't Pilegish. He says normal. He says, that he was born with shame issues, and even though there were no Eidei Kiddushin, Bishas Habiyah, since there are people in the neighborhood who know that they're living together, so there's a Tshuvas HaRivosh based on the place of Nivam, and that's called Eidei Sukim HaDobah. Even if the Eidim are not via Mamish, as long as there are two, but you have to have two religious people in the neighborhood who know, two religious men in the neighborhood who are not related to the husband and the wife, who know that they're living together like husband and wife. So it's assumed that at some time or another he's being bawled out. So he assumed that when he's bawled out, That's a Bia L'shem Kiddushin Bia, because no one wants to live the Bia's Nusr. All the other Gdarim said, what are you talking about? They're not religious. Why shouldn't they want to live Bia's Nusr? There's not a Zer. No one wants to live Bia's Nusr. You look in a newspaper, they have all the statistics of how many people are Mazanas. So it's hard to say that they know most of the Bia's Nusr, and it's an Umdun and Mukha that is Bia L'shem Ishn. People are being Mazan all the time.
It's
Bia L'shem Ishn,
why is it
Kulega?
It should be read with that.
Rav Henkin held that it's a regular marriage. And the Rav Shava had this new chiddush, that Pilegish is a different din. Pilegish means an ishus without the responsibilities of marriage, without the shibudim, no shibudik suba. It's the Rambam's girsa that the isha is the kiddushin u b'ksuba, Pilegish is the kiddushin b'lo ksuba, no ksuba. The Pashtus says that there's nothing. Whenever you have a mixed mash, Pashtus says there's nothing. And some, a few opinions in Achrayim is that there is a status of Bula's Val.
Let's say the man is not Jewish and
the
woman is Jewish,
same thing. Also, some Achrayim say there is. Some Achrayim, Rabbi Yosef Mendel, of course, I think the Shvus Yankiv says like that. But you would say, Mashi Kansi, Shekhanah Bayan. The Pasuk says that when Eishes Lo turned around about the Hi Netziv Melach, she turned into a pillar of salt. Pasuk Pshat. More understand, she turned into a pillar of salt. The Chaskuni has a different shot. But she turned around, she saw that the whole land turned into salt. The whole Kol Kikar, the Kikar, turned into salt. But the Gemara understands that she turned into salt. So there's a Medrash that says, not understanding the Medrash Rabbah, I think it's from the Belly. Yo, one of that phone calls. There's a Medrash that says that the animals in that area go over to this statue every day and they lick the salt, and they lick it, and the saliva causes the whole salt statue to melt away and it disappears. Except for the bottom, the toes are still there. And overnight, when the animals go away, we go to sleep, and then the toes that are still there grow up again to become the back place, and it becomes again a statue. Every day this goes on. The animals lick it down to the toes, and then the toes back once again. So the disciple of the sun writes in his Sefer HaChumash, has an unusual hamtzos. Like Rav Leizer's Shiur HaChumash. Like Rav Leizer Shapir used to say, those kind of things. So he says over here, the Medrash says later about Esav. Esav used to ask Yitzchok, how he mafish maisus from salt. Everybody asks, what kind of stupid child? Why was Yitzchok impressed with the stupidity of his moron son? Esav, the kid didn't know that you only mafish from maisus and gedule karka. If it doesn't grow from the ground. Salt doesn't grow from the ground. He says, no, he says, somebody was asking on this salt. Medrash says that the animals lick it down every day and only the toes are left. And the toes blow up every day. So that's what he's asking. Is this called Gedulei Karka? Okay, Yeshua in the end of Ksubis has a pshetel on a posuk in this week's Sedra. That load. There is a Gemara we discussed yesterday when we learned Hilchas Tzitzis. The Gemara says in Menachos that there was an Amora Rav Kitena who never wore tzitzis. Everybody else, the standard malbush bismanah gemara was a four-cornered garment. The goyim, the Jews, everybody wore four-cornered garments. So a normal person buys a four-cornered garment. If he's Jewish, he has to put on tzitzis. But somehow Rav Kitena always wore different clothing. In summertime, wintertime, he never wore the four-cornered garment, so he never wore tzitzis. So the Malach once came and he was going to punish him. So Rav Kitena says, on Shisua Essay, you're going to punish me for not wearing a four-cornered garment which I should have put on tzitzis. I didn't do any aveira, I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't even mevatel mitzvah. If you wear a four-cornered garment, you don't put on tzitzis, then you're mevatel mitzvah. If you don't wear the four-cornered garment, you don't deserve to be punished. So the Malach tells Rav Kitena, although normally we don't punish on an essay like this, but the Eden Rizchot, the Rebbe Shalom is angry at the world anyway, because people did other averas, so then he punishes on this as well. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that that's the taich in the pasuk Hashem Yishatzal Haaretz Velo Bot Zorah. There's the Pnei Yeshua in the end of Kesuvah, because there's a Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zorah, when the sun starts to shine in the morning, so the Ribbono Shel Olam gets angry because all the kings of the world bow down to the sun, all the Yavdei Avodah Zorah. So when the sun starts to shine in the morning, it's an Idriska, it's a time of the day that the Ribbono Shel Olam is furious. So then you have to watch out. He may punish you because of whatever bit lesson you did. And Lloyd knew that he had been Mevatla Nese. He never gave Tochacha to the people in his city. So he was scared. So that's what the pasuk says. Hashem is Yotal Haor. There was an Eden Rischa. So Lloyd ran away. Lloyd Batzora. He ran away in order that he shouldn't be punished. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. So the Pnei Yeshua has in the Sefer HaChumash, in the Sefer HaGam, he says, you don't understand. What's the Repta though? They're two different things. Rav Kipena was Jewish and he was mechuyev in a mitzvah tzitzis. Loit was loit mechuyev in achech tachiches hamisecha. Did he have a mitzvah tachach? What's the tushta? And if he did have it, so what has it got to do with even mitzvah? It's a different kind. Let's say if you wear a four corner garment and you don't put on tzitzis, that's really a bit less. If you don't put on a four corner garment, that's a harameh. You're going out of your way. All the people in the community wear four-corner garments, and the mele they put, the Jewish people put on tzitzis on them. The Jews, they're going, everybody wears four-corner garments. You go out of your way, that's a haroma. But over here, it's not that he did a haroma in order to be part of the mitzvah. He partially was mevatel yesei. The man of shock. If the yesei had a shaykhus to him, they should be punished even shalai b'idin rizcha. If the yesei has no shaykhus to him, so why should he be punished even beaten to Rizcha? The whole thing doesn't make sense. Then what does it mean? He ran away. The Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't punish him. Where are you going to run away? Where is he going to run away that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to punish him? The Lord God saw he ran away, he shouldn't get punished. Very strange. He says, he tries to matter us, and this would be me, I should say Yeshua. He tries to matter us to say Pshat. But it's a famous Pnei Yeshua. Others, Svarim also, they talk about this Shver Pnei Yeshua and Sof Ksuvah, how he teaches the Pasuk. Hashem Shiotzal Horetz. The Lord bought Torah. Va Hashem himter al Sodom va'amara gof his veish. Why does it say Va Hashem? The Medrash says Kol Makom Shalem Va Hashem hu beis dino. Rashi quotes hu beis dino. What does that mean? The Arizal comments. Arizal comments on the pasuk in Yirmiyah, that when Yirmiyah Navi was appointed to be a Navi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls that as Mi Eshlachu Mi Yelach Lonu. How come it switches from singular to plural? As Mi Eshlach, whom should I send? Mi Yelach Lonu, who will go for us? Doesn't say for me. So the Arizal says that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was sent to give good news and to give bad news. So the good news that he gives, that Niyashlach Hashem wants to know, whom will I send to give tachacha to the Jewish people and the Shuvah and to give good news, whatever. Umiyarachlanu, who's going to be the prophet of the bad news, that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want to say me. Because Mipiyayan Lasekse Haroyat Sakhar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be me Yachad Shemo Al Aruch. Doesn't want that we should say he's the one punished. So that's who Beis Dino. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing some dirty work, like over here, he destroys Sodom Amora, so he's Miyashiv with the Beis Din, Shalel Milo, and then the Beis Din Paskin. You don't say the Ribbono Shel Olam punished Sodom, you say the Beis Din Shalel Milo punished Sodom. Whenever it says Vashem, most of the time when it says Vashem, it's in connection with the punishment. The Medrash comes on the Pasuk. Vayikra Elokim Lor Yom L'Choshech Kor Lor, it says the Shem Elokim, Vayikra Elokim Lor Yom, when he called Yom. It says Shem Hashem. Elochesha Korolav. It doesn't say who. It's understood who. Elokim, the same one who is Korolav Laor Yom, called Elochesha Korolav. So the Medrash says, and that pasuk that any Kodesh Baruch Hu Miachad Shmo Al Ara. Even though he's the one who is Korolav Yom and Korolav Laor, but he doesn't want to say it like that. He doesn't give out the PR like that. The Ribbono Shel Olam called it Laila. The Ribbono Shel Olam punished Sodom. He says the Bezin Shel Maila called it Laila. Bezin Shel Maila. The euphemism. So here also Va Hashem. Says Va Hashem Pakadis Aron. That's Lutayva, that's a good kasha. I don't know. You have to look at him in Rosh. Why doesn't it say Vashem Pakad Sarah? I don't know. Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was Mal his son, and he made a big party. He was 2 years old. Medrash says Rashi quotes the maximum that a woman is manic of law, normal woman is not manic more than 24 months. So after 2 years, then he made a party when he was Gomel as Yitzchak Beno. So Taisus in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed quotes the Medrash on this pasuk. Biyom Vayas Avraham Mishte Gadol Biyom Hi Gomel as Yitzchak Biyom Hag Mol as Yitzchak Biyom Hey Gimel as 8 Gematria Hey and Gimel 5 and 3 is 8 Biyom Ches Mol as Yitzchak. That Yitzchak was Nimel on the 8th day. It says he was Nimel on the 8th day. Why do you have to have what do you have to have a gematria? It says the Ferish in Pasuk Dalet. No, the answer is that he made a party on the day, he made a party on the occasion of the bris. And this Medrash, that says, this is the mocker, that says, I'm making a Suda's bris nigo. That it says, Vayata Ramishta Gadol, Vyom Higomeo, and the simple meaning is that he makes the party when the baby is 2 years old. The Medrash says, no, he makes the party at the time of the bris. So I saw in the Sefer Hadrash Behoiyon by the Reisha Rav, Baron Levine, he says the Makshim Ha'olam, he says that some yes kakasha, how come the last week's Sedra? Nobody made any point. The Rumal, everybody? How come only over here they made a party in connection with the Bris, the way Tosis quotes from Medrash and last week's Sedra? No? So he says, Ashtikal Araya to what the Nodav Yehuda said. The Nodav Yehuda says that they had a practice of making Bris on Erev Pesach in order that no one should have to fast. We have a different patent. We have a different data that we make a seamless system. Apparently then they didn't learn so much. They didn't, they didn't make a seamless system. They didn't hope in that. That he did the hell is no good. As I think he has a tshuva somewhere, seamless system is no good. You still have to fast. So he said the practice was then they always made a bris. How can you always see to it that there should always be a bris? And what if nobody has a baby? So what are you going to do? So he says that the practice was that whenever a baby was born after Purim and they had to postpone the bris anyway because the baby wasn't completely healthy, so they would save that baby till Erev Pesach and then they would have always a bris. So he says that he doesn't think that that's right for two reasons. Number one, he thinks that even if you have a midrash lodes mano, you're not permitted to postpone it longer than is absolutely necessary. You should do it on that day that you're able to do it. You shouldn't wait till Erev Pesach. And then he says, number two, another taina, maybe it's not a Suda's mitzvah if it's a Milo Shalob Bizman. Maybe it's only a Suda's mitzvah if it's a Milo Bizman. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetiv quotes this Nodav Yehuda. In the 9 days, he talks about a Bris Milo, 9 days, you have Pleshiks. It's only if it's a Milo Bizman. Milo Shalob Bizman, maybe it's not Bechlau, it's not a Suda's mitzvah, maybe not allowed to have Pleshiks. So the Sefer Adrash Behoiyun, he suggests maybe this is the Teretz on the Kusha Soilom. That in last week's Sedra, nobody had a Milo Bizman. Mm-hmm. Huh? Everything was Milosh Lev Bizmano. So that's why there was no party. But over here, beyond Hag, Molos Yitzchak Beno, so it was a Milosh Lev Bizmano, so that's why there was a party. But then he raises the question, but maybe, since the Rabbanu Shlomo was Mitzvah him on that day, and he did the bris that day, Ein Lecha Milosh Lev Bizmano, God Mizeh, that's Bizmano. He told him today. He tells him at 12:15 you have to do a bris Milah, and at 12:16 he does the bris Milah. How can you call that Milosh Lev Bizmano? He's mefaktik on this teretz. He doesn't know whether the teretz is right or wrong. Huh? What does physically
incorrect?
Someone else, the caterer. Huh? The caterer, that's fair. He doesn't have to make that. That's the shayla. He wants to know. If the Rabbanu Shlomo would be mitzave Avraham Avinu on Shabbos, that he has to do a bris milah, and he's already 86 years old when he has a bris, is that called milah bizman? Because he told him today. So it's becha Shabbos, and no, that's not milah bizman. That's shalai bizman. Milah shalai bizman. I think there is a medrash that it was Yom Kippur. No? I think there's a medrash that when Avraham was mal himself at the age of 86, it was Yom Kippur. How is it becha Yom Kippur? Only milah bizman is becha Yom Kippur. If you look, I think there is such a medrash. What if Yehuda suggests that maybe it's not a Suda's mitzvah? He says the practice is that they do, that they did it, and they used to eat, and the Suda's of that Suda, they used to eat on their Pesach. So it's mefaktik that maybe it's not a Suda. He's suggesting that maybe there's no chiyuv to have a Suda at all. Shabbos, how do you read this pasuk? A very short with the medrash. Vayigdal hayarat vayigamal. And Rashi quotes the medrash out of there. Pachav tal chodesh. Vayat avam mishte gadol. Vayom higamel asitzchok. Vayom hagmol asitzchok. They made the party 2 years ago. So how do you read? The Pasuk says in Pasuk Dala, Vayom alav amasi b'chol milay mesh v'nas yam kasha tziva oso elukin v'yigda ha'yelad. Then you have Pasuk Hey, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Vav, and then it says Pasuk Ches v'yigda ha'yelad v'yigomal. After 2 years, then he made a party 2 years ago. The Pasuk doesn't read straight. Some Sefer has a taich on this. Nachdush of some Sefer on Chumash. He says, no, this was the Surah's Bris Milah. He postponed it for 2 years. Sometimes if you have the bris on a tainus, you postpone the bris till Matsui time. If you have a bris on Bishop or whatever, you have the Surah Matsui on tainus. And it's Matsura for the tainus. So he says that Avram postponed the bris for 2 years. He postponed the party for 2 years. But this was really, it wasn't the party on the occasion of Vayugamal. Wasn't the party on the occasion of weaning the baby that he's no longer going to be nursing from the mother. This was the party on the occasion of the bris. So why didn't he make the party 2 years ago? He gives the whole reason that the who did he invite? He invited all the, didn't just have a local party for the members of the family. He invited the Mishta Gadol. Rashi says all the Gdoli Ador were there. Gdoli Ador, Jews, Goyim, Shem, Eber, Abi Melach, Rashi calls them that. All kinds of Goyim, Jews, all kinds of people there. So he was afraid if he's going to make the party right away, they're going to think that he's an Achzor, making a party on the occasion that he butchered up his son. Kind of in a party, so he was afraid they wouldn't understand. So he waited 2 years later, and then he celebrated the bris. Then he celebrated the party, and the party was mitzurah to the bris milah that he made 2 years before. Nunu, some
sefer. Why don't we do make some kind of according to the pasuk pshat of pasuk? I don't have the tzuzah by the after the whatever.
Made a birthday party. They make birthday parties even the baby's 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. Blow out the candle. We always make birthday parties. Sounds like it. I've made a birthday party. The Machiach Avraham is Avi Melech al Ados Yaman Shagoz lo Avdei Avi Melech. The Avi Melech lo yodait in Yosef Chazor Vazeh. The Ikach Avraham Tzon Evoch Leiten Avi Melech Yichus Yishnein Bris. Vayatsev Avraham Eshebe Kibsa Sartzon Levaden Vayoymer. אבי מלך, לא היינו שבע כבר תסעיל, אבל יום, כי השבע כבר תסתיק את מיון, יבבו אותי לי לידו, כי חפרתי את הבאר הזאת. He says that שגוז לא עבדי אבי מלך, אחי החברם, he says, they stole my בעירות. אבי מלך says, I didn't know. So he gave him, Avram gave him שבע כבר as an עדו, as a testimony, to testify, כי חפרתי את הבאר הזאת, that it belongs to me. How did he prove that it belongs to him with the seven כבר? I used to have in my building here in Washington, I used to have a descendant from some Sefer used to live with that. This Mr. Einstein, Rabbi Einstein, who comes around to collect money, he's a Lurainical from Aksam Sefer. His parents both used to live in my building. So every year on Sukkot, his father used to tell me over what the Aksam Sefer says on this Pasuk. That the Aksam Sefer says on this Pasuk that the behemoths of Avraham Avinu had the tchunas like the Chamorah Shel Pinchas Ben Yoyel. The Gemara says that it was a very unusual chamor that he wouldn't eat min agezel. That if you would give him food that wasn't gemaisid, he wouldn't eat it. If you would give him food that didn't belong to you and it was gegazel to food, he wouldn't eat it either. So Avram took his behemoth and he said to Abimelech, I'm going to prove to you that it's my bear. He said, they stole the bear from me. Chichapati, how does he say? Chichapati, Avram to Abimelech, Alodos Bama Shagazel Abimelech, he says, I didn't know that they stole it. Prove to me that it's yours. He says, I'll prove to you conclusively. So he tells his behemoths, Avram tells his behemoths, here's some hay, eat. So they eat. Then Avram says, there's Abimelech's hay, eat it. So he wouldn't eat it. Then Avram gave his hay to Abimelech, and the behemoths would eat that. When Abimelech gave him permission, then they ate. When Avram told them to eat gegazel, then they wouldn't. And he would give back and forth. When they wouldn't eat, so maybe they only eat Avram's hay. Maybe it's a different kind of hay. Maybe so Abimelech. When Avram said, eat Abimelech, say, they wouldn't eat. Then when Abimelech was makna the hay to Avram, then Avram said, now you can eat the hay, it's mine, they ate. So it became clear that these are Pinchas ben Yoyer Chamayr. This is the special. And then Avram said, drink the water. They drank it. And then he said, drink the water from the other bear. And they wouldn't drink it. So he says, you see that it's my bear? So he says, take the Sheva Krosis Miyadi, you take it, you take the Krosis and you have them drink the water. So he gave the Krosis to Abimelech. And then Abimelech said, drink the water. They wouldn't drink, because the water belonged to Avram. They wouldn't drink gegazel the water. They only drank and they only ate the hay in the water that belonged to the one who wasn't violating his exam. That's what he told me the Ksav Sefer said. I don't have a Ksav Sefer. Every silk is used to tell me that. I don't know what has to do with silk. What was the Nisayan of the Akedah? The Medrash says that Avram really didn't understand what was going on over here. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him forget about the Yishmael. Yitzchak is going to be the one who's going to carry on the Jewish religion. And then he tells him to go shech Yitzchak. He didn't really understand at all, but it was clear to him that he has to shech Yitzchak. Even though the mitzvah Hashem didn't make any sense, but still he was going to do the mitzvah. Not time to do the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah of Jesus. It says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. He woke up early in the morning. And the Gemara says in Sotham Dav David, we learn from this pasuk, that Zviz Magdim the mitzvah. And if a person does a mitzvah of Jesus, he demonstrates that he loves HaKadosh Baruch and he loves his mitzvahs. Zvizis is a simon of the hava. The people who run to the yeshiva demonstrate that they love learning Torah. The people who walk up the hill slowly from the train station, they walk from the bed, they walk the minyan, and then they walk to breakfast, and then they walk slowly, they don't run. It shows that they're not so eager about anything that's going on. They're not so eager to fulfill the mitzvahs of davening and fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah and so on. The person does the mitzvah of Zvizis, demonstrates that he loves it. So Avraham Avinu had such a great avat Hashem, he even was ready to do the mitzvah that absolutely didn't make any sense at all to him. It was contradictory to everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. It was contradictory to everything that he stood for. Contradictory to everything that he thought was secheldik. But he was 100% sure that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So he was running to do it. His reasons. He was going to do it his reasons. And that's what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember the schus of the Akedah. That we should also love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do his mitzvahs, even though they don't make sense to us. Then it'll be a schus of Akedah. If we don't follow in the footsteps of Avraham, we don't do things like that. Soloveitchik pointed out that you have the Haftarah of Parshas Bahar, and Sefer Yirmiyahu has a similar story. Yirmiyahu Novi is told b'nevuah that his cousin Hanamel ben Shalom is going to come and try to sell him a field. And the Babylonians, the Babylonian soldiers are just about to capture the market is about to fall. Everybody knows all the stocks are going to go down. And my cousin is going to come and sell me stocks, $1 million worth of stocks. And I know that tomorrow the stocks are going to be worthless, zero. So Baruch Hashem tells me, buy the stocks. He goes and he buys the stocks. Doesn't ask any kind of buy the stocks. After he buys it. And he makes a sefer hagolah in a sefer hachosim. Two stories. The Gemara says, "Babasa, I get pasha, but I get the pushy." After he signed, sealed, delivered, then he says, "Rebbeinu Shalom, what was this all about? Why did I buy the field for so much money? This is ridiculous. It's going to be taken away." He doesn't ask the kasha before. He doesn't ask Gevelas Yosam. I don't want to do it because it doesn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense to him, but he was absolutely clear that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. So it's like Avraham Avinu doesn't ask the kasha before he's about to do the Akedah. He goes the Akedah, and after he finishes, then he says, "Rabbanu Shalom, I have a kasha, maybe you can explain to me." So the same as Yirmiyahu HaNavi, that's what we're supposed to do. We have mitzvahs that are clear to us that that's what we have to do, so you have to do it, even if you don't understand. Sometimes you have a shaila, and you don't know what the din is. And then in the Shulchan Aruch it sounds like it says that it's a mutter, but you have a stira, there's another sif that says that it's asur. So then the Gemara says, Tariq HaSadin V'chakach HaTcheihu. The Gemara says in the first Tariq in Sanhedrin, first you have to be miyashiv the stira, and then you can paskin. You can't paskin the din if you're not sure how to find for Siv Vav and Siv Zayin. When is it mutter, when is it asur? Even though your case looks like it's Siv Zayin, but you better first find for the stira to figure out what the klal is. Otherwise maybe your case has one little prat and then Siv Zayin doesn't apply, maybe Siv Vav applies and it's asur. But we're talking about over here a case that is absolutely clear. Avraham Avinu had been a vua and Yirmiyahu Navi had been a vua, that that's what they have to do. They go ahead and you do it even though it absolutely doesn't make any sense. And then you ask the questions later, what was this all about? The question you ask later is the question on mitzvah, Talmud Torah, you want to understand what it was all about. It's not a kasha. We don't have kashas against the Rabban Shalom. We assume that whatever he tells us to do does make sense. Medrash says that the Har HaMoriah has its name, Lech Lecha Leretz HaMoriah, Har HaMoriah, different interpretations of the name Moriah. So one of them is, Shemisham Yotzo Haruah Ali Yisrael, that the Psak Halacha is supposed to come from Beis HaMikdash, the Bez Nagadol is supposed to be located in the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzion Teitzei Seira. We hope. Mitzion Teitzei Seira. A mental kasha in the Torah Shlengon, this kasha quotes from the Tshuvas Hagoinim that on the occasion of the Akedah, Sarah was crying, she cried 100 bechios. And that's the reason why we blow Mea Kolos on Rosh Hashanah Zecha to the Akedah. Tosfos, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quotes a different version, that when Sisra didn't come home, so his mother, Aim's sister, was crying, and we blow Shofar 100 Kolos, Keneged the Mea Pios, Keneged the Mea cries that she cried. Everybody has trouble understanding. Why do we want to make a zecha to the cries of Aim Sisra? So the Darshanim give different interpretations. So Amenu Kashi quotes, but many, in many sources, in many Tshuvas Haganim, it says they don't have anything about Sisra's mother. They say the Gemara quotes Sisra that the word, Batiyabei, that the word Yivavu, means to cry. That's all. No, don't say anything more than that. And the Gemara say that the Mea Kolos is Keneged the Akedah. We want to remind the Kodesh Baruch of the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. Like the Gemara says, Shablo B'Shefer Shalayel, but Hashem should remember the Akedah. And then the Kash also quotes from this week's said on the Pasuk, Hashem Yira Shiyama Hayom Har Hashem Yeroya. So the Pasuk has Yira and the Pasuk has Yeroya. So there is a Gemara from Hedrin Dal Dalid, but the Gemara talks about Yira Yeroya. So there are Shabal Yira is Kach Bol Yeroya. But just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see the people with his two eyes, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks with both eyes, so too we should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our both eyes. When you're over regal, you have to be able to see. That a blind man is potter from over regal zayin, and even if he's Tumah Beinu Achas, one time it says based on his drasha, he's potter min Ariya. How did you darshan that? So the Pashup Pshat Nigmar is that they darshan it based on a Kriyan Ksiv on the Pasuk. Sholosh Pamashan, Yeruah calls Chorcho, and the word Yeruah is a Kriyan Ksiv. The Ksiv is Yireh, and the Kriya is Yeruah. So it's very difficult. Why is that a Kriyan Ksiv? Yeruah! That's the Kriya, that's the Ksiv. What does it got to do with the Kriya? It's a very strange Gemara. So the Yad Ramah, not Gemara, has this Pshat. So the Gemara is not darshaning a Kriya Ksiv on that Pasuk, Yira Yira. It's darshaning this Pasuk. It says Yira and it says Yira. And then when Kasha quotes, where they quote this Pshat in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon also said like the Yad Ramah. But this is the Pasuk that's alluding to the Yira Yira. Very Shvah. Pasha Pshat the Gemara is going on that Pasuk. How do you darshan? That's very good, you have to understand Pshat on that. Pashat goes on that. So Salanta had a kasha on that. There's a medrash at the end of Shir Hashim Brachta with Melech Chalitz Zi. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared to the deer? That the deer, when it's awake, when the deer is awake, it has both eyes open. When the deer goes to sleep, it keeps one eye open, one eye closed. So the medrash says Brachta with Melech Chalitz Zi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a deer. That when Bnei Yisrael are Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us with both eyes, be kind to us. And when we are Ein Oif Mitzvah Shambachim, HaKadosh Baruch only looks at us with one eye. But he always keeps one eye open. He's not Malin Mayim Lagamre. There's no Hester Panim Lagamre. He keeps one eye open to watch over us. So Rabbi Sol Salanta was bothered with Akasha, that there's another Gemara in Bava Batz in the beginning, where the first paragraph of Bava Batz, where it says that Bnei Yisrael are referred to in Novi sometimes as Banim and sometimes as Avodim. So the Tanaim, Kiddushin, first paragraph of Kiddushin, Tzimus Rufus, Rabbi Akiva had a whole discussion. So some Tanoim and some Goyim, so the truth is held that the Pshat and the Siri and the Pesukim is Hashad, whether this is correct. But half of the Tanoim held like this, that when we are Rosh Hashanah Shalom Lachim, then we're called Banim. When we're Rosh Hashanah Shalom Lachim, then we're called Avodim. So when we're called Banim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ob. When we are called Avodim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called an Odom. And the Pasuk says, by Yimriya, Alil HaRegel, and says, Sholosh Pam HaShanah Yevah Kol HaSchuch, Es Pnei HaOdon Hashem. There are three times it says, Riyas Panim. One time it says, Es Pnei HaOdon Hashem. So when Kodesh Baruch Hu is called an Adam, means that we are Ein Oif Mitzvah Shemachim, we're called Avodim. So it's Ein Oif Mitzvah Shemachim, and Baruch Hu only looks with one eye. So other Rabbi Sol Salanta has a happening, more learn how to pass the Giyur Yerot. Just like he's looking with both eyes, the Summa Bein Achas is put, we have to look with both eyes. Other Rabbi, but he's talking when you're Ein Oif Mitzvah Shemachim, otherwise Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't be called Adam. So it's Ein Oif Mitzvah Shemachim, with only one eye. Bachfakir. So the Darshanim in Europe used to give drashas on this. The Parem Rabbi Sol Salanta is kash. And I'm follow the kasha. What does it mean, Yira Yira? What do we look? What are we going to see? Yira, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to see us when we appear before Him in the Azor. What are we going to see? Very unclear in the Gemara. When you have one eye or two eyes, what can you see? You can't see the Rabbanishma. You can't see the Gilas Shechim. So the Sechemet quotes from Shlomo Levilna. Shlomo Levilna sent him a letter about this. So he said, the Gemara says on the last, on the end of Chagiga, next to the last daf of Chagiga, that when the Oyla Regal used to come to the Beit HaMikdash, she used to roll up the Paroiches, and Bayis Rishon used to roll up the Paroiches in order to show them the, Bayis Rishon, there was a wall, but there was a window, and the window had a curtain. You can't roll up a wall. By Sheni there was no Oren, and by Zvishim when there was an Oren there was a wall, and I'm attracted. But the wall had a window in it, and he used to roll up the Pareches in the window to show the other Regalim, the Kruvim hugging each other, Kemari Shvulavios, and say, Ruchi Batsman Lefnei Amokim. Then the Gemara says also, next to the last daf in Chagig, they used to pick up the Shulchan, they used to pick up the Shulchan and the Lechem upon him on it, and then he used to squeeze the Lechem upon him in to show them how fresh it is. Lechem Cham Kiyom Hilokcho, to show the nest that it's just as fresh. Even though it's sitting there for a whole week on the shulchan, you would think that it'd be stale as a rock, hot as a rock. Nevertheless, it was shown that the nests occurred.